Good morning, everybody. This is the Valley Outdoors, and we are happy to have you guys on board. For Ava, you're here.
I am here.
And me, it's Eric. And Don,
Don's
not here. He gone. He is not here. But we got some awesome stuff coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about the NWT and MWC tournaments going on. We're going to talk about the Steelhead, what's going on with Steelhead, and a really cool hiking incentive program offered by the Minnesota DNR. Stay tuned. More and that coming up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference. Good morning, Ava.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I am doing. Some of those mornings you wake up, you're like, what's going on?
Yeah, you know, that daylight saving, it still seems to be
lingering.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to get rid of it. Just pick a time. Stick with it.
Right.
End of story. It's pretty simple.
It'll all even out eventually.
Well, yeah, it does.
It does.
It's a strange thing. But things that are not going to be evening out with all the snow is going to be the water level. That's going to be going up river-wise, lake-wise.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. I will say that. I think it's a good thing. We need the water. It needs to, it helps with the spawning fish. It kind of is a flush, shall we say? So that's kind of nice. But it is in need. Every place, everywhere, at least in the upper, in the Midwest, is needing water. The lakes were down and pretty much anticipated that we're going to have some high water this spring. And let's hope it all doesn't happen at once.
Yeah, that seems to be an issue here along the Mississippi.
Yep.
Something that we look at every year can always be an issue in Red Wing, especially.
Yeah, and we're seeing heavy snows across all areas.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain-wise, you're looking at it. And, of course, if you're looking at Owyhee, that's obviously gets a lot of water from the mountain areas. And so there's going to be a ton of water coming into that area from that concept. But what's nice is we're seeing a lot of people down here in Red Wing area, they are fishing, and it's gangbusters. I mean, it's crazy.
You know, it never stops, actually.
No. It goes year-round, but now when it's at least somewhat comfortable to go fishing, it turns on the floodgates because the ice is not good. It's getting to that point right now. You've got to be very careful. So that's a problem, but they're out in droves, and I will say I get tons of questions. It's like, well, what should I be using? It's the same thing you've been using before if you fish the river. If you haven't fished the river before, there's usually 3 to 4 things you can get your stuff rigged, get your lines, rods, and reels rigged up for it. Usually it's going to be a zip or basically a blade bait type scenario. Have that. Myself, I prefer a vertical jig, so I have a plastic jig and plastic. Get some minnows. I know everybody's like, you don't need them. I know you don't need them. But when you have that with you, you're going to be able to do some three-way rigging. You're going to have that as well. Maybe some crawlers if you can find some crawlers. Obviously, it gets a little more difficult, but they have crawlers that are available, worms, whatever. Dubuque rigs. Now, a Dubuque rig, that's kind of a short dropper with a heavy jig on it. And then you also have a off of a three-way that goes towards the back, you have just a plain old hook, and you can put a like a ringworm or a twister tail on it, and that hangs back about 28 inches. So you're running 2 baits on the one line. Now, that's border water only. You can run 2 baits on one rod. And again, that's a river tactic, but it works great. Just move slowly up and down the break line. And hand lining, obviously, is another fan favorite. I love hand lining. It's kind of cool. But the other thing you can do too is there's a crankbait jig combo, and You put a crankbait off the dropper the same as you would a jig on a Dubuque rig, and then you're going to do the same plastic. So you're just basically changing the heavy jig for a crankbait. And believe it or not, you throw it out behind the boat, it pulls the bait down, and you're going to run a jig off the back, probably about 3/8 ounce jig, maybe 1/2 ounce jig off the back, and you pull them along, and you'll have fish that'll hit. You'll catch them on both. Crankbait, usually I'm using number 5, jointed shad wrap, or number 7, jointed shad wrap. Those both are real effective. But it's so fun. You can reel it in quick, throw it out, and it's a fast retrieving action. Usually works for about 50, up to about 15 feet of water. But yeah, those techniques right this time of year are absolutely killer, and people are catching them right now in that same scenario. So keep in mind, a lot of fun stuff going on in the river.
You know, I've seen lots of trout fishing right now. Mm-hmm. Seems to be a pretty popular, like going in between the two seasons.
Yep.
Do you have any tips on that?
Trout fishing is a different scenario. If you're a fly fisherman,
mm-hmm.
definitely you're going to be matching the hatch. Most of the people are going to find out. Any of your fly shops are going to be able to give you an idea of what's going on in the whitewater or that area. The big thing is, if you're looking at spinning rigs, you're going to look at the small MEPS stuff. I prefer a small all black MEPS. That works. Obviously, if you're looking at the fly side of it, a woolly bugger, it's always a fan favorite because it can be a little difficult sometimes if you don't have a lot of room to cast. So the small MEPS works pretty good for those that aren't experienced. That's pretty standard. And don't get frustrated because there's so much stuff, but the trees and whatever, just pick and poke your way along the river and find some key spots. I think the other thing that's nice too is you don't have bugs this time of year.
And right. That can be and you can dress for the weather, you know, like to keep yourself dry and warm.
And you're walking along, you're not standing on the ice. And I'm right. Just not a fan of standing on the ice. So.
God, and rainbow trout are just so pretty too.
Oh, they are. No question about it. They are. Saw a couple big fish caught out of the river last week too. I mean, I'm talking over 9, almost 10 pounders. Pretty solid fish. But yeah, the river's definitely they're catching fish, and it's only going to get better. If you're not familiar with what happened on the river about 3 years ago, they changed regulations. You only can catch one over 20 per person. Everything else has to be under 20. And
good reminder.
It is definitely going to be a help when it comes to the size of fish coming in down the road, and the population of fish too. It's really going to be, this is going to be one big trophy fishery very soon. So it's going to be pretty cool.
You know, I saw a video of a girl that was participating in a fly making contest. And she made hers huge. It was just this big, massive thing.
So you could see it.
Lots of ribbon. And everybody had to stop and come and look at it because it was just massive. And she's like, y'all are taking this too seriously. And yeah, it was pretty good. I don't think she won.
So she wasn't from around here?
No. And I don't think that she does any type of fly fishing. But she was just having fun.
The y'all kind of gave it away. Well, speaking of giving it away, the music means we got to go. We'll be right back. Hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.